Okay, so it is good to be specific where you can. So you can always put in brackets and the actual number. Imagine if coffee is 10%. At the end of the sentence, I can put bracket 10%. Or I can write the word at 10%. I could actually write out the word 10% and say of the total at 10%. Or if they didn't give me any percents, but imagine if this says 2 cups a day and this says 20 cups a day. What I could also do is write down specifically if they give you a number, what that number is. So sometimes they won't give you a percent, but they'll actually say an amount. If they say an amount, you can actually write in that amount. So for example, if they said 2 cups a day, I could say coffee makes up a small fraction of the total at 2 cups per day. So that's also possible. Now, what about if we wanted to talk about tea? Tea is a large fraction. So we can use the exact same vocabulary, but change the word small to large. So we can say a large fraction of the total is tea. A large percentage is tea. Tea makes up a large number of the total. Tea makes up the lowest or the highest. In this case, we're not talking about large, but the opposite of lowest is highest. A very large percentage of the total is tea, and a very large proportion is tea. Okay, so these are great expressions to use when you are describing percents and percentages. Okay, so thank you for watching this video. I would like to invite you to come visit our website at www.ingvid.com. There you can actually do more practice questions and actually test yourself by taking our quiz to make sure that you understand this video as well as so you can practice using some of these percentages and numbers. Thank you again for watching, and until next time, take care.